on their own wives, and the mafkid them to other people. Therefore, the bonim are mamzerim. The Tanakama doesn't say this left halacha. They hold ishto lamafkir. Their wives they don't give away. So therefore, their kids are their kids and not mamzerim. But the other lochas they agree. So Mar says, no, Omama, what we just said before, Shchita savi kechovim lovelo, if a goy makes a shchita, it's in a velo. Therefore, it's considered like a died by itself without a shchita, so that's tumas novelo. For the more of a nechesh, why aren't we afraid by stam goy, nechesh shem minhu? Maybe it's a min, maybe it's other to an avoid the zoro. So how does our Mishnah Takis say that stam shchiz rakum is only in a velo, it's not also bano? Why not? Let's be afraid the stam goy is a min, and let's be afraid maybe did l'shem avoy the zoro. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, ein minim biyumas avi kechovim. No, we don't have to be afraid that there's no minim by avoy kechovim. So for the more kash, what does that mean? Avi kechazin and the ikko, we see about that there are some goyim that's really attached to avoy the zoro. So what it means to say is, ein roiv avi kechovim minim. Roiv of the goyim are not minim. We'll soon see. And what does this mean to say? Sovloi holds kihodi omar Rabbi Chiya Barabba, omar Rabbi Yochanan, that nochrim shebechutz loretz, means goyim today, like in chutz loretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, lav oivde avoyz kechovim, hein, they're not really worshipping avoyz zoro, ele minig avoyzseim v'yodeim, they're only doing over what the fathers did, but they themselves do not really mean to do with the shem avoyz zoro. So therefore, roiv goyim just act like that, they still have the minig avoyzseim, but they're not really called attached to avoyz zoro. Even though there are some minim, but they're a minority. Therefore, we're not goyzer ruban otamutan. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein roi v'zichav minim hilkach hevilu minim yuta ulam yutla chashinim." Yeah. Rashi kolayma ein teres min amina zichav. Even a goy that worships avoy the zora doesn't have a loch of a min. That's what he meant to say. And Tzayis Tavtayis also says, Hilkach beretz Yisrael nami, en adukim kol kach shiyumai seim l'shem avoy zechovim. He's in chutz lords today, bechlal they don't really worship, they only do what the fathers told them. And even in Eretz Yisrael that they really do it, but they're not that much attached. So therefore, a stam shchit of a goy, if he doesn't speak out, he doesn't do it in church, he doesn't do it b'hiz avoy dezara, stam shchit, we don't say it's been done l'shem avoy dezara. Yeah, it's more than this. Omer Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Ein minim biyumas avi kechovim. There's no minim. The goyim don't have a loch of a min, but they're not that attached to the avoy dezara. Smor says lamai. What do you mean to say? What does Rav Yosef bar Menyumi mean to say? Ilam, if you want to tell me l'shchita, that for hilchas shchit, like we just learned in our Mishnah, that there's no minim biyumas avi kechovim. Smor says hasta shchitas min the Yisrael omato asiro. Like why shouldn't it be that way? We just said before min, even a Jew. If he's attached, if he worships avoy dezora, his shchit is also, it's also banom. So the avi kechovim boy, for sure, if you can have a goy that we know he's attached to the avoy dezora, if we know he is, savad his shchit will also be also banom. Not just tamen avela, be done l'shem avoy dezora. So what are you telling me? There's no minim by a goy. Before we just said rove with them or not, but here it's mashmi. Even if you know he is, still it's not. Why not? Ela rather the maridim. You want to tell me as loch of the maridim? They have a gemara in avoy dezora that the minim you let a mamish throw and kill him. You let him throw him down to a boar. Rashi brings down. Avlov de kechovim a samagoy. They're also roy a Jew that's a shepherd. They madaka b'choshe they steal a lot. Afilu yisrael lemanum lemaridim. You're not allowed to throw them down. Just if they're down, you don't have to bring them up. But it says the min you let him throw down and kill him. So if you want to tell me the maridim. Sahashta the Yisrael Maridim, if you have a Jew that he's attached to avoy dezora, you're allowed to kill him. If so, the other kechovim boy, if you have a goy, there is also a min. Avadish, you're allowed to kill him. Like, why not? Ela Radi meant to sound like this. Omer Rav Ukva Bachomo Lekabo Mihem Korban. He meant to say like this. Yeah, we can't be Mekabo a Korban from a min. No, forget, he meant to say that there's no din minim. That you let a makabel a korban from a goy, even if he's a min, even if he's attached to avoid the zora, but if he wants to bring a korban l'shem Hashem in the base of Mikdash, we'll let him be makablet. And Rashi says the makablem korban mikulam. You can makabel a korban from any goy, or makrivenoy to the mizbeach. Yeah. Now, Shenkin and Min of Israel, we will not be Mekabel. That's the Chiluk. Why? The Tanya learned like this. The Pasuk says, Mikem. Bring a korban from you, from a Jew. So, Vidashim Beloy Kulchem. Not every Jew could bring a korban. We don't accept a korban from everybody. Loitzias HaMumer. That we take out a mummer, a Jew, that's a mummer that does averus lahachis, we don't accept a korban from him, or he's a min, we don't accept a korban. But the diik is, mikem means bechem chilat, only by a Jew we made this difference. But loy b'adichovim, not by goyim. By goyim we didn't make this difference. And even though a goy that's oivet avoid the zori, even if he's a min, still if he wants to bring a korban, Allah Hashem, in the base of Middish, we accept it. Here. For the more mimai, who said that's pshat over here? Dilma may be yokomer. Maybe that's what the pasuk means to say. Mi Yisrael means mi tzadike kibul, mi rishur le tekabul. By a Jew, only a tzadik can mekabel a korban, not from a rosha. Avivavi chovim, but by a goy, maybe klal klal loy. Maybe the pasuk means to say you don't accept the korban at all. Mi kem means only by a Jew there's a difference. But maybe my goy and bechlal would not mekabel a korban at all. Someone says loy, you can't say that. Loy second, I don't think like this. The tiny learn like this. The pasuk says ish. Matam loim ish ish. What's the extra ish ish? Is l'rabbis of the chovim? Is l'rabbis of the chovim shenoidrim nedorim unedavos ki Yisrael? That a goy could also make a neder to bring a korban and we mekabel it from him. Sometimes that's the locha. If a goy brings a korban, we accept it, even though the goy is odik nabei dezora. There's no hilchus min by a goy negayet to be mekabel his korban, but by a Jew there is a locha. The Jews are min. The Jews are mumer. We're not makabel this korban. That's the pasuk mikem v'lo kulchem. Not only by a Jew, not by a goy. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "What do metama b'masa? If a goy makes a shchita, his shchita is psula. So if so, it's like without a shchita, and therefore the korban is has tumas masa. The behemah has tumas masa. For the more pshita, of course, what the chiddush? Kibun nevela he metama b'masa vada. Since it's a nevela, every nevela has tumas masa. This week's parsha." Or my Rabbi says, "Oh, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Zum etamba b'masa. This type of an animal here has tumas masa on it, true. But the eshle chacherishi metamba afilu b'yoyel. But there's another type of an animal that a goy does a shechita to it that could be worse. That a mamash has a tumah like a mace, the animal. That if you bring it into an oil in the same room, it's metamba you also." The yezu, what type of an animal is that? Where does an animal have a loch like tumas maize to the metami even an oil? You're not even touching, you're not even carrying it. You're just in the same room, under the same roof. So Mora says, zu tak ruba savash kechavim. That a loch, anytime you bring an animal for a korban to avoid a zora, tak rubas, if this animal itself is being brought to the avoid a zora, it has loch like tumas maize, that's amish tumas bioil. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then only this animal here has tumas masa. Because the goy did not do it the Shem Avoy the Zora. But if you do it the Shem Avoy the Zora, it's much worse. It has too much oil on it. Or Krab Yehuda ben Meseira. It looks like Yehuda ben Meseira. We'll soon see that's it, Russia, that Takrubas, Avos Chavim, and Mamish like a mace. And Ika the army son say, Omar Rav, Hochikton, this is what a Mishnah means to say. Zum et Tama b'masa. And now Mishnah, when a goy makes a stam shchit, it has too much masa in the Vela. But the Eshlo Chacherot is another type of an animal, Shikazu, Shem Tama b'masa. And there's another type of an animal also the same way, that does not have tumas oil, only tumas masa. V'yezuzu, which other animals like this? Takrubas alvash gachovim, or the loy kabudu ben b'seira. That's the other way to make the diyak. Yikudiyam Mishnah says, no, our Mishnah is mashma, not like kabudu ben b'seira. But our Mishnah means to say, at all times, whenever a guy makes a shchita, the most you'll have is only tumas masa. You never have tumas oil. Because even though they bring it the shem avoy the zara, still it does not have tumas oil, doesn't have tumas mace. Not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. Where is it halacha? The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira oimer, minai yinotak rubas avos chovim, shi metama b'yoyil. How do we know this halacha taka? Someone brings a korban, l'shem avoy de zora, it's a tak rubas, it's being brought for the avoy de zora, it has tumas oil on it. Shneimer the pasuk says, v'yitzmedu l'baal por, that they worship the baal por, Vayoichlu zivche mesim. The pasuk calls it from that korban that they ate from is mamish eating from a mace. So you see, the pasuk said is a takruvus, a korban for avodah zara like a mace. It's so the diik is ma mace metame b'yoyl, just like a regular mace. If it's in a room, it's metame anything else in the room. the tumah goes up to the roof and comes down again. Is af takrubas avos chovim mitama bioil. That's the root of him say with Allah, it's mitama bioil. Yeah. The Torah Taka brings down here, Marsh Mocha, the Rabbonin, do not make the Sekish. The Yol Takuz of the Chovim is not considered like a mace. Yes, Chuyas for Machoikas, you would even say in the Rabbonin. Yeah. Yes, Torah then wants to say, Linyan Isuri Hano, everybody agrees that it's also Bahano. It's only Machoikas, so we're at Hatumas Mace. But Isur Hano, like the more before, said that everybody holds. Or Takrubus Hashem avoid the Zor, and Echnam, it's even also Bahano. Here, then the Mishnah says, now Gemara Taka doesn't bring down the drosha. How do we know Shchita Sakim is possible? It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't bring it down. So only twice the drosha before from the pasuk of Vezovachto, Mashma, who can make a Shchita? Somebody that's in the parsha has the mitzvah of eating a korban through a Shchita. And since the goy has no mitzvah, Vezovachto, merely can make a Shchita. That's twice the drosha. Vezovachto, Mashata Zoveich. Twice is Oyser Shubar Zavicha. You have to be in the mitzvah of Zvicha. Lafug Avik Chavim, that they're not in the bar, in the parsha of Zvicha. And so he says, who is in of a Jew? He's Oichon of Elis Lahachus, he's also not in the parsha. So that's why he says, the Chiddush. So he's behold then, a Jew that does these Averis Lahachus, he eats in the Elis Lahachus, midi rice then his Shchita will not be good. The Mishnah says here, Ha'ashechet Balayla, if you make a Shchita at night time, or else Vechain Ha'asumma Sheshochat, if a blind person makes a shchita, shchitos a ksheira. So let me say, if somebody else watched him and showed that he did a good job, so mikra din is shchita was kosher. So Mer says, ha shreichit diyevadin, mashman bidiyevit, you should shech that night, or else a summa. But lechachil you shouldn't shech the night, you can't see what you're doing. Or you shouldn't let a summa shech, like we're not sure I'll do a good job. Or a minu, I have a question. In Tosefta it says, li olam shechten, bein biyam imalayla, no, at all times you make a shchita, whether day and by night. Bein b'rosh ha-gag, bein b'rosh ha-svina, whether on top of the gag, on top of your roof, or else on top of the ship, much more places and all times you can make a shchita. So even l'chatchila, and now Mishnah's Machas only b'dievid, so m'rapopo b'shavuka k'negdoi, that to set the song where you have a light, if you have a torch that lights up for you in a climb, then you can make a shchita l'chatchila at night time. And Amar Rashi says, Dekanah, I bring you proof also, that Amish is talking about nighttime when it's dark. The Tony Hosman says over there, Dume the Yom. There it says, Leon Shechtim Bain Beyom Bain Belaila. Mashm at nighttime, but it's light like daytime. Fiochin Amish just says, Dume the Summa. Here it says, you could Shech B'dievet at nighttime and by a Summa. Just like a Summa, it's always dark for him who would not hear Amish means where it's Laila. So where it's Taka dark, then it's only B'dievet that is kosher, not like a Tchila. But Nechtami, if you have a lantern there, you have a torch there, or today if you have a big light there, even the Chatchila. All right, we'll stop here.